Prime Minister Petr Nečas has a date with destiny this weekend at a conference of his Civic Democratic Party in Brno. Mr. Nečas will try to use a leadership election to put down a rebellion in the party ranks over tax and VAT increases. The row threatens to topple his center-right government, so the conference is being keenly watched by everyone. Rob Cameron has more.
Civic Democrat delegates head to the Moravian metropolis this weekend for a difficult conference that few of them perhaps are really looking forward to. These are tough times for the party and indeed Mr. Nečas himself. The conference comes after a drubbing in Senate and regional elections. The coalition government's comfortable 118-seat majority in the lower house has withered away. It can now rely safely on just 99 of 200 seats. It has patently failed to deliver on its objectives. A vote to increase VAT by 1% and raise income tax for high earners has been postponed twice in the last fortnight. Parliament is finally due to vote on the bill next week, with a confidence vote attached. If it fails, the government falls. And yet, Mr. Nečas is still in charge of both his party and the country. Few expect anyone else to emerge as party leader this weekend, although equally few expect him to clinch a convincing first-round victory. Mr. Nečas himself says there is no one else capable of uniting the party. Certainly he is the only candidate, at least for the first round. Others could emerge from the shadows in later rounds if he fails to win an initial majority. The names most commonly being mentioned are Justice Minister Pavel Blažek and the Trade and Industry Minister Martin Kuba, although both deny any such ambitions. Mr. Nečas so far has the support of 10 of the Civic Democrats' 14 regional organisations, although that's a fairly meaningless statistic as the party leadership is elected by secret ballot and delegates can vote however they want. But the regional nominations give an indication of the mood in the party, and that mood appears fairly disgruntled. Certainly Petr Nečas does not have the entire party behind him. A group of 6 rebel Civic Democrat MPs have defied the Prime Minister and the government over the tax hikes, crucial for the 2013 budget and the Cabinet's pledge to bring the deficit to less than 3% of GDP. Their stubborn refusal to support a move they claim would go against the party's right-wing principles is threatening to bring down the Nečas government. Some evil tongues claim that's a naive reading of the situation. What the rebels primarily want, with the tacit support of the president, Václav Klaus, is to bring down Mr. Nečas for a number of wholly unrelated reasons. The tax hike rebellion, they say, is merely a fig leaf for their Machiavellian intentions. Both the rebels and President Klaus dismiss those claims out of hand. All will become clearer by Sunday when the leadership contest is decided. Or will it, ask some observers? Because even if Mr. Nečas defeats an attempt to unseat him in Brno, there's no guarantee the rebels leading that attempt will then perform a U-turn and back his tax plan next week. And if they don't back it, the government will fall, unleashing the prospect of yet more political instability for the Czech Republic.
Rob Cameron reporting there on the Civic Democrats Party convention this weekend, which will likely re-elect Petr Nečas as chairman, but that may not be the end of that party's problems, especially given the situation within the party, and may spell trouble for the government. If you've been following this story and are curious about how things might turn out or would like to comment on the situation in the Czech Republic regarding the center-right government, why not comment and send us your ideas, your thoughts to our address. The address is english@radio.cz. We're looking forward to hearing from you.